The day following, they trekked on, till almost dark. He could find no place to make a fire. When he lifted the tank from the cart, he thought that it felt light. He sat and turned the valve, but the valve was already on. He turned the little knob on the burner. Nothing. He leaned and listened. He tried both valves again in their combinations. The tank was empty. He squatted there with his hands folded into a fist against his forehead, his eyes closed. After a while, he raised his head and just sat there, staring out at the cold and darkening woods. They ate a cold supper of cornbread and beans and francs from a tin. The boy asked him how the tank had gone empty so soon, but he said that it just had.
He said it would last for weeks.
I know.
But it's just been a few days.
I was wrong. They ate in silence. After a while, the boy said,
I forgot to turn off the valve, didn't I?
It's not your fault. I should have checked. The boy set his plate down on the tarp. He looked away. It's not your fault. You have to turn off both valves. The threads were supposed to be sealed with Teflon tape, or it would leak, and I didn't do it. It's my fault. I didn't tell you.
There wasn't any tape, though, was there?
It's not your fault. They plodded on, thin and filthy as street addicts, cowled in their blankets against the cold and their breath smoking, shuffling through the black and silky drifts. They were crossing the broad coastal plain where the secular winds drove them in howling clouds of ash to find shelter where they could. Houses or barns or under the bank of a roadside ditch with the blankets pulled over their heads and the noon sky black as the cellars of hell. He held the boy against him, cold to the bone. Don't lose heart, he said. We'll be all right. The land was gullied and eroded and barren. The bones of dead creatures sprawled in the washes, middens of sodden trash. Farmhouses in the fields scoured of their paint, and the clapboards spooned and sprung from the wall studs. All of it shadowless and without feature. The road descended through a jungle of dead kudzu, a marsh where the dead reeds lay over the water. Beyond the edge of the fields, the sullen haze hung over earth and sky alike. By late afternoon it had begun to snow, and they went on with the tarp over them and the wet snow hissing on the plastic. He'd slept little in weeks. When he woke in the morning, the boy wasn't there, and he sat up with a pistol in his hand, and then stood and looked for him, but he wasn't in sight. He pulled on his shoes and walked out to the edge of the trees. Bleak dawn in the east. The alien sun commencing its cold transit. He saw the boy coming at a run across the fields.
Papa, he called. There's a train in the woods.
A train?
Yes.
A real train?
Yes. Come on.
You didn't go up to it, did you?
No, just a little. Come on.
There's nobody there?
No, I don't think so. I came to get you.
Is there an engine?
Yes, a big diesel.
They crossed the field and entered the woods on the far side. The tracks came down out of the country on a banked rise and ran through the woods. The locomotive was a diesel electric, and there were 8 stainless steel passenger coaches behind it. He took hold of the boy's hand. Let's just sit and watch, he said.